No major storm systems will be impacting the northern plains or upper Midwest as we move forward through the next few days, but we will have variable cloud cover and a few spits and spats of moisture. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures out there at the top of this hour are running in the 30s and 40s across many areas. However, it is warmer in the southeast. The southeast part of South Dakota in particular seeing temperatures in the lower 50s, and the same is true for southwestern portions of Minnesota. The temperature contrast is all associated with the very quick moving weather systems that are moving in and out of the northern plains and upper Midwest, and this trend will continue for the next several days, taking us on into next week most likely. We do have the next disturbance slated to pass to our southeast as we go forward through the evening and overnight tonight. This system will actually bring quite a bit of rain into parts of Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri, but it will only produce some light amounts of moisture in portions of Minnesota and the extreme southeastern corner of South Dakota. Most of that is expected to occur just shortly before dawn tomorrow and then stay with us into the afternoon, and then finally it will diminish. We do expect to see the moisture totals with this event to run from a couple tenths of an inch to a maximum of 3/4 of an inch, and most of that will be in southern Minnesota, mostly outside of our immediate listening area. Once that system is gone through the region, we will see another period of short-term quiet weather, but another frontal system and associated low-pressure system will be drifting into the region from the west. This will occur Tuesday night going into Wednesday. This will come out of Saskatchewan in Alberta and will actually produce a fair amount of snow in parts of central Montana. But as it comes eastward, it will fall apart and will look for only a few spits and spats of moisture across our listening area as we go forward from Wednesday into Thursday. After that, another short-term period of drier and warmer weather will likely take place, with the next storm system possibly skirting the southeast part of our region again late in the weekend. Temperatures across the region are expected to continue to be not too bad for this time of the year. We do expect to see upper 40 and 50 degree temperatures this afternoon across the area. We'll probably see a lot of 40s and 50s over the next 2 or 3 days, with a bit more warming possible over the period from Friday into Saturday morning, and then we'll see more solid 50 degree highs possible. Maybe next week we could get a little bit warmer still, with some temperatures coming close to 60 degrees, but that may be a little bit of a reach. Low temperatures at night should be mostly in the 20s and 30s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.